From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight on Red Barn Radio, it's Jamie Suttle and her band.
Record bind, flag flying, blame it on your cheating eye, not a glass honky tonk, girl. I'm hellraiser, Jesus praising, ain't no stranger to the rainbow, ready to rock your world. Red dress, white trash, blame it on my boots, back under the Vander Hills. My head low brow, baby, let me show you how good country feels. Yeah, yeah. Music revival, old tradition survival. If you need a melody to save your soul, call Willie, Hank, Waylon, Straight, Johnny, and Jones. Yeah, amen. Let's hear the ladies make some noise for the mamas who raise their babies to be cowboys. Give me that old stage, always tag on the hat, a little dirt floor stomping, man, you know where it's at. Turn up the fiddle and the steel. Kitty, Reba, Dolly, and June. Straight, Johnny, and John.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season. And tonight is Red Barn Radio's 684th live concert performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Jamie Suttle. Jamie is a Kentucky-born singer-songwriter whose roots reach deep into the rich soil of American music, from R&B to classic country. She'll tell you that the seeds of her inspiration were planted at a young age while singing in her church. We'll learn about this and much more on this evening's program. Please welcome Jamie Suttle and her band to the Red Barn stage.
I good woman and a real cheap whiskey. Daddy called his demons out by name. Said you kiss one of them, it just might kill. If the first don't be, the next one will. What a shame, but what a way to go. You should have said no. You say yes. You try to let go, but pull it right back to your chest. George Strait song. I bet your heart will make you wanna rock all night long. I need a genuine moonshine southern rebel with angel eyes who loves like the devil. You should have said no. You say yes. You try to let go, but pull it right back.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with Jamie Suttle. Here's Brad.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Nice to have you with us on Red Barn Radio. So we're glad you're with us. Our guest this evening is Jamie Suttle. She's here with her fantastic band from the fair city of Dayton, Ohio.
That's right.
I think is where you all come. And before I go any further, Jamie, I'm sort of trusting my Hooked on Phonics training with the pronunciation of your name.
Absolutely.
Am I right on it?
Jamie Suttle. Yeah.
I just had this fear all of a sudden that I was supposed to be saying Suttle or Suttle.
You know, at my reception at my wedding, I remember the DJ, we hired him because Chris was very adamant that it should be a friend of ours that we loved and had known forever. Oh, he says it was cheap. That was why. Okay. Well, that, and so the truth comes out. Yeah. And when he introduced us, it got really, really quiet. And he's like, and now the Shuttles. And I feel like that's kind of been a curse ever since. So
It's great to have you here. You came here from Dayton, but you actually have some Kentucky roots.
I am from Johnson County. I'm from Van Lier, Kentucky, originally. I have a lot of family still living in Van Lier. I'm from Webb Holler, which is a few hollers down from Butcher Holler, which is where Miss Loretta Lynn is from.
Yeah,
us Van Lier girls, you know, we like our sad songs, and that's right. This is a song called Devil's Due. She hangs her heart from a wrecking ball. Her halo sits on a shelf. Her song she sings about the weight of her wings. Angels when they fall. Her faith it runs on empty. She holds her head up high. And she takes a shot of whiskey.
gives the devil his due tonight. She leaves her love unrequited in pieces to go.
Until through grade school, and then I moved to Ohio in junior high.
And what had you moving to Ohio?
Actually, my grandfather actually passed away, and my grandmother was living alone, so we just decided to come up and stay with her.
Yeah.
It seems like so many people from Kentucky and from even Johnson County ended up in Dayton, Ohio. I think the running joke is that they were trying to go to Wabash, Indiana, and they ran out of gas. So a lot of them ended up there. And we have a lot of coal miners in my family, and so I think when those closed, a lot ended up leaving. So. Hmm.
Your parents still live up there?
My mom.
Okay,
my mom
your mom
is
does.
Up there, yes.
All right, all right.
You know, I love Dayton so much. I joke all the time that we stay in Dayton because it's kind of in between a lot of the places that we love. Like, in 5 hours, you can get to Nashville or Chicago or St. Louis, a lot of places that we love to go. But really, Dayton is wonderful because there's such a plethora of different types of music and just different types of people. I think it's kind of grown a lot even in the last 10 years or so.
Do you hear bluegrass and Kentucky music thriving
up there? Absolutely. We're actually here soon. The hope is, I think, in the next month or so, I'm actually going to start doing a string of videos called Pickin' on the Porch. There's not a whole lot of venues that kind of support bluegrass and country around that area, but we just kind of thought we would get together because I have so many friends that love to pick bluegrass and country music.
What other kind of things are there to see?
So there's a big Air Force presence up there, so there's an Air Force museum that's amazing.
Chris Suttle.
And it's free to get in. We've been there many, many times. We've taken our kids there, and it's incredible. So if you ever get up to that area, it's worth the trip. You've got airplanes you can get right up to from the beginning to the latest NASA stuff, World War II relics, Memphis Belle, all that kind of stuff is there. Mm. It's really neat. And I love airplanes, so.
How about you, Chris? How did you happen to begin dating?
I moved around a lot as a kid, and my dad was really good at his job, so I always got promoted. So I was moved around. So we ended up in the Dayton area because he worked for Corning Incorporated making glass stuff.
Ah.
So we ended up there and just ended up staying. And they've since moved, but I ended up going to high school and college there. And
did you say Corning?
Yes.
They have Elmira in New York?
Yes, we used to live up there too.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they
right outside there.
They just left him in Dayton, though. They moved. They just left him.
Yeah. I woke up one day, I was like, where's everybody?
You only love me when it suits you, and that don't hurt me like it used to. You'll need me till the right one comes along. You only seem to want me when it's wrong. We took off and ran away, we saw a little smoke, but we never did learn. And just get close enough to feel a few flames, but don't get burned. Now I'm on fire, and nothing's gonna put it out. You can feel it in the air, another will compare how your heart's racing when you're chasing smoke. When you're chasing smoke, you only leave me when it suits you. And that don't hurt me like it used to. You'll need me till the right one comes along. You only seem to want me when it's wrong.
Finished high school up there.
Actually, Greenville, Ohio, which is about an hour northwest of Dayton.
So you all didn't know each other back as far as high school. Where'd you meet?
We met at an open mic night.
I had gone to this open mic night. I had been going there for months, and Chris actually walked in carrying a guitar case with another band. And at that time, he had really long hair, and actually a toast that was given at our wedding. She talked about how he walked in, and all the girls at the table said, "Jamie, you're doomed to be poor forever because you're going to marry a guy that looks just like that."
And why did I just add that she hit on me? That's my one claim to fame.
It was a different night. It was a weird night.
So did both of you go to school up there, to college up there at Wright State?
Wright State University.
Okay, yeah. Why'd you end up at Wright State?
I think for me, it was really important to me, but it was very important to my family that I go to college. There weren't a lot of people in past our generation that had gone. And so my grandmother, especially, it was very important to her that I get my degree. And being from, you know, Van Leer, Kentucky, and then coming to Dayton, but kind of being on the outskirts of Dayton in a really small school, I was kind of freaked out by the idea of going to university and being immersed in that. And Wright State is a smaller, it's just a tight-knit community. So I loved Wright State, and I ended up working there full-time now. So I just stuck around. Now I'm over in the theater department.
One hot summer in July, two clubs staring at the sky. We watch the colors paint the night. Your touch lingered on my skin, oh my. Remember to breathe in. I never thought that this could end. Some days I start thinking about you, how you've been. My first love, my own friend. Looking so good that
Back to Van Leer, Kentucky. Would you say that you can track your music roots there in any way?
I would say yes. I think for me, my style has kind of come a lot from my grandmother. My grandmother that I moved in with in Ohio, she was very much into Etta James and Sam Cooke, but she loved classic country as well. So I grew up with Patsy Cline and, of course, Loretta Lynn. But I think lyrically, a lot of my songs, I feel like I can trace back to those roots because I grew up in a family that was very candid about sharing your feelings and I think singing things that you don't normally talk about or saying things, even if it's not pretty, putting it in your music because it's honest. I feel like I got a lot of that from my Kentucky roots for sure. And I sing a lot about whiskey and bourbon, and that also came from Kentucky.
It is. Yeah.
Woo. So I'm a huge, huge fan of women in country music. And to me, as far as being a songwriter, there's no one better than Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton is like the best, yes. And I grew up listening to her music. I grew up listening to a lot of her songs, especially the famous song Jolene. But as I got older, the lyrics of that song kind of started to bother me a little bit because I was raised to believe that if another woman can come and take your man, he was not yours to begin with. So do not chase him and do not ask her not to. Just let the trash take itself out. So this is what I think Miss Jolene would say back to Miss Dolly. And this is called Call Me Jolene.
Heard you've been talking about me, and one doesn't take too kindly. Two, rumors I've been chasing your man. Three, is a crowd, baby. What you looking at me for? You've been telling tall tales, spreading your hurt all over this town. He done put you through hell, bedding every skirt for miles around. If it makes you feel better, you can call me Jolene. But if he treats you like trash, then sugar, he'd probably do the same to me. So I don't want to take your man just because I can. But if it makes you feel better, you can call me Jolene. Seem to confuse me with a kind of girl that come real cheap. Be weary of the company you keep. See, there's more to life there you don't really want to share. Better get mad like we do it in the South, 'cause nobody really gonna care unless you get mad. Stop running your mouth. If it makes you feel better, you can call me Jolene. If he treats you like trash, then sugar, he'd probably do the same to me. Now I don't want to take your name, darling, just because I can. But if it makes you feel better, you can call me Jolene. Dolly really knew her stuff. Some girls play the game, they can't get enough. But is he really worth the tears he cost? If his eyes are prone to wander, then let him get lost. If it makes you feel better, you can call me Jolene. If he treats you like trash, then you should be. So I don't want to tell your name, darling, just because I can. If it makes you feel better, you can call me Jolene.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Jamie Suttle, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Jamie Suttle after this break. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.